Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, football. We're getting close to the beginning of the pro football season. Of course, the league opener's tomorrow night, and then the following night, Kansas City Chiefs get going. Conference champion Chiefs are heading to Sao Paulo, Brazil, for a game on Friday night against the Los Angeles Chargers. Sao Paulo, the largest city in the Southern Hemisphere, the largest city in the Western Hemisphere, largest city in the Americas. So we got the Chiefs playing in Sao Paulo coming up on Friday night.
And I have a Sergio Mendez CD, so there,
there you go. Exactly. It is today's travel day.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs are getting on a plane, and it's about 11 hours down to Sao Paulo, so it's going to be a long flight. 5,000-plus miles.
Good gravy.
And apparently Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had to explain to Travis Kelce how this is going to be a long travel day and how that all works.
I mean, obviously I don't know for sure because I've never been down to Brazil before, but I think it's going to be a similar effect to Germany, except Germany you were way ahead timeline and stuff like that. So it won't be as crazy as far as the sleep and how you figure out your sleep. I think it's just about managing the plane ride and keeping yourself moving whenever you have opportunities to, and getting your body right. But the trainers and coaches have really done the research, and they understand what we need to do. So now it's just going down there and playing football. And I think more than anything, it was just explaining to some guys how far the trip was. Some guys didn't understand how far the travel was, Travis, even though he had just was down there like last year. So I was just explaining to him how the globe works.
Explain to Travis how the globe works. This is an 11-hour flight, dude.
Hey,
ready.
Hey, it's flat.
There you go. So there you go. The Chiefs.
Yeah, I've gone over back, what, four times, I guess, now. Over the ocean, just going to Europe and back. Oh, that's a 9-hour flight. It's just murder. Yeah,
takes a while.
Whoa. Okay, go ahead.
No, Chiefs Chargers, Friday night, right here on KNSS.
Yeah.
Today's the travel day for the Chiefs flying to Brazil. All right, minor league baseball right here in town. The Wichita Wind Surge trying to keep that winning streak going. Downtown, 2,400 fans at Equity Bank Park last night. Wichita beginning a 6-game series against the team they're chasing for a playoff spot, Tulsa. Nope, round one to Wichita. Surge wins it last night, 12-2. A 7-game winning streak now for the Wind Surge.
Wow.
Perfect 7-0 on this 12-game homestand.
Terrific.
To finish up the home portion of the schedule. That was a good win, too. That means Wichita is 1 game behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with 11 games to go in the season. So all these games are super meaningful. Right fielder Kalai Rosario hit his 25th home run for the Surge last night. He's now the single-season franchise record holder for home runs, 25 this season. All right, same two teams tonight, Wichita and Tulsa, 7:05 downtown on Wet Nose Wednesday as people will bring their dogs to the park. And it's pup calendar giveaway night as well. So get the pup calendar as Wichita and Tulsa play tonight downtown at 7:05. All right, Major League Baseball last night. After a day off on Labor Day, the Kansas City Royals resumed the homestand, hosting the Los Angeles Angels. For the Royals, it kind of looked like a second straight day off. Not much going on last night for the Royals.
The Royals took a 1-0 lead over the Angels in the third inning on a Vinny Pasquantino sacrifice fly, but in the sixth, Angels DH Joe Adell hit a booming 2-run homer to left field off Royals starter Michael Lorenzi to give the visitors a 2-1 lead. The Angels went on to beat the Royals 5-1 in the opener of a 3-game series. Angels starter Mitch Ferris, in his big league debut, worked 5 innings, allowing just a run, and he picked up the win. Lorenzi, 6 innings, 2 runs, a quality start, but a loss.
Angels win at 5-1. The top 5 hitters in the Royals lineup, Steve, last night, 1-for-16.
Ugh.
So, yeah.
Yikes.
Nice. Yeah. Too bad. The Royals could have gained a game in the playoff race, but they lost. So they're still 2.5 games behind Seattle for a playoff spot with 24 games to go in the season. Angels and Royals again tonight, 6:30 this evening. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The St. Louis Cardinals won at home last night. They beat the Sacramento Athletics 2-1. St. Louis with the win, snapping a 2-game losing streak. Happy birthday today. Happy 49th birthday today to Raheem Morris, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. He spent one season as the defensive coordinator at Kansas State under head coach Ron Prince. He was in between the assistant coaching stints for 9 years with the Buccaneers. But for 1 year, he left the NFL and was a defensive coordinator for K-State. He went back to the NFL. Now he's the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Raheem Morris, it's his birthday. He is 49 today.
This is U.S. Bowling League Day. I have never bowled in a league, but it's an ideal activity, it says here, to enjoy any time of the year. Heading to the bowling alley with friends or family never gets dull or old. You know that bowling originally featured just 9 pins?
Oh.
Yeah. But now it has 10. I was at, having lunch with some of my friends down in Delano the other day. I'm talking about the Civic Bowl that was down there on Douglas. It was up on the second floor of a building, and I think they had 4 or 6 lanes, and they had pin setters, guys who actually sit the pins, people.
Yeah, it used to be a manual.
In fact, one of my friends said he knew a guy whose brother did that as a job. It's a lot of work. Ooh, you have to set up all these pins every time. And those bowling pins are big.
Yeah. Bigger than you think.
Yeah. So anyway. Have you bowled in a league, Ted?
Nope.
I'm not. How about you, Kirk? Are you a big bowler?
You know, no, I'm not a big bowler. I don't think I've ever bowled in a league.
Yeah. If you want to see some good bowling, a good bowling movie, Kingpin is good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Woody Harrelson?
Mm-hmm.
The guy whose hair is combed over? Oh, man, that has some funny parts to it. It really does. Bowling. You know, when we used to hang out at the bowling alley out on the west side, I'd go in there with your girlfriend and play the pinball machines all evening. Huh? Great way to spend a Friday night.
Wait a minute, you're out with a girl and you're playing pinball?
Yeah.
Why aren't you hanging out with her?
No, she's playing with me.
We're playing with you.
Yeah, she's got one flipper and I got the other flipper.
Oh, right? Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and you're moving around there.
Watch it.
You're accidentally bumping into her at times when you're getting, you know.
Oh, this is your big move?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tilt.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, tilt. There you go. And we're talking about pin setters and the fact that I have seen them do the work. I had a friend who was bowling in a league at Civic downtown, and I went down to see him. And sure enough, I looked up, there's these guys out there set up the pins. I thought, I'd never seen that before. But I understand we got a call. Do we get a call from Kevin? Jed?
That's correct. We got a call from Kevin, KC Cares, Handyman Services.
Yes, and he apparently worked at a pin setter.
Got that mechanical thing going early.
How about that?
When he was, what, did you say 13 years old?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Okay, so, and I never saw, maybe I did look behind. Maybe I saw it on film, but they had a little platform back behind the pins up there, you know, where they set them up, and they would sit up there and you know, they watch what happened when they finally needed to set them back up. They jump down, set them up, jump back up there. It didn't look like the kind of job I'd ever want to do. But they kept him very busy. I imagine they didn't put much weight on doing that. What did they pay him for that? Did he say?
He said he told me 45 cents a game.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
On a good night, you can make about $5 probably.
Yeah. So he doesn't want those slow bowlers. He wants those ones that are moving along.
Yeah, but you also want a lot of gutter balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I can see where that ball, some of those people can roll a ball pretty darned hard, and I've seen those pins just fly up in the air, and they're big and they're heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he ever got injured doing that. There's a possibility you could get pinned back there. All right, pin setters. That's something that I'll bet nobody else in radio is talking about that today in Wichita, about setting pins.
Oh, I'm sure they aren't.
Hmm. Okay, it's coming up on 8:18, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, football. We're getting close to the beginning of the pro football season. Of course, the